So WikiLeaks continues to publish its trove of State Department cables. The latest revelation has to do with Britain's release last year of Abdelbaset al-Megrahi. He is the Libyan man who was jailed for the 1988 bombing of Pan Am Flight 103 over Lockerbie, Scotland. Al-Megrahi was suffering from prostate cancer when he was released last year. Here's more from The World's Jason Margolis.
In August of 2009, the Scottish Justice Minister Kenny McCaskill announced his government's dramatic decision to free the Lockerbie bomber on compassionate grounds.
Mr. al-Megrahi now faces a sentence imposed by a higher power. It is terminal, final, and irrevocable. He is going to die.
Those words were met with anger and skepticism. The general practice in Scotland is to grant compassionate release to prisoners within 3 months of end of life. 16 months after his release, Megrahi is still alive in Libya. According to the diplomatic cables from WikiLeaks, Libya threatened the UK with enormous commercial repercussions if Megrahi died in prison. At the time, Libya and the British oil company BP were working on an oil exploration deal potentially worth billions. Heather Conley with the Washington think tank, the Center for Strategic and International Studies, says the new cables offer yet another window into how policy is made.
What we're seeing is this dynamism, horrific dynamism in many respects, between the moral outrage of the act and economic interests. And many, many are watching this operation.
Was killed on Pan Am flight only 20 years ago. She says really gave in to Libyan leader Muammar's explicit threats to deals and harass British embassy staff in Libya.
These are the kinds of things that we suspected were going on at the time, but to actually see them in black and white is pretty stunning. Here we have a guy who is directly threatening civilians, it sounds like, as well as diplomats. And what do? We totally cave in to him.
The First Minister of Scotland, Alex Salmond, today defended the Scottish Justice Minister's decision to release Megrahi on compassionate grounds.
You'll remember explicitly, he pointed out these forecasts could never be certain. Mr. Megrahi could live longer, he could live shorter than 3 months.
The cables also show that the Scottish government was offered a so-called parade of treats in exchange for Megrahi's release. But the cables say that the Scottish government turned them down. In the documents, the U.S. ambassador to Libya, Jean Kretz, warned that the U.S. should also keep quiet. Kretz said if the American government opposed Megrahi's release, U.S. interests could be at risk as well. Heather Conley says this cable alone does not condemn American policy.
As you're hearing, I'm sure anyone describing anything related to the WikiLeaks release, you place it in context. Here is the ambassador looking at the bilateral relationship between the United States and Libya and offering his thoughts for that particular matter.
While the new cables add insight into the release of Megrahi, Conley adds that there are a lot of dots that remain unconnected. For The World, I'm Jason Margolis.